So Essen Spiel 2021 is fast approaching, and people are rightly excited, especially for such a main event in the board game event calendar. I unfortunately won't be going this year. Never actually had a chance to go to the event so far, but you know, I hope to go there in the near future, especially considering that being based in the UK, it's not that far away. But let's get straight into the games of interest here. So I've got seven games that I've picked that I'm really interested in, and I'm going to take you through them. So the first one is Terra Futura. This looks like a relatively simple kind of engine building game. You use cards to build out this sort of 3x3 grid, and the cards are generating resources, converting resources, etc., etc. Lots of wooden pieces and cubes in particular, which I'm really interested in. And it just has a nice aesthetic. I don't really know how deep or thinky this will be. There's a chance that it might be a little bit too light for my taste. I'm finding increasingly that lighter games are just not really holding my interest as much as they once did. But I'm definitely curious to check this one out in a little bit more depth. Game number two is The Siege of Rundar. Now, Rado's done a good overview for this, and there's obviously here a geek overview as well. A couple of reasons I'm interested in this is it's a co-op deck builder, deck upgrader game from Rainer Knizia, with artwork from Andrew Bosley, very talented board game artist and beyond. And the other factor is just there's an amazing toy factor to this game. You're essentially playing a tower defense game with a deck of cards that you can upgrade. You don't sort of build out your hand as you would in lots of other deck building games. You actually upgrade the cards. But your mission is to excavate this castle that you're defending as a bunch of dwarfs, while preventing these orcs, these marauding and invading orcs, from stealing all your gold in the middle of the castle. Did I say temple there? I meant castle. Anyway, yeah, I mean, this is actually the insert which comes in the box, and it just looks really cool. So I think for a fun sort of, rompous, raucous experience, dice chucking, defending your castle, This is a really interesting one for me, and one I'm curious about for sure. And as I said, I always pay attention when Rainer Knizia's name is on a board game. Next game I'm interested in is Messina 1347. Bit of a weird one to be, I guess, publishing or talking about in the climate that we've had in the world in the past couple of years, but I do think a portion of the game's revenues are being donated to a medical charity, which is pretty cool. I was curious about this primarily because of Vladimir Suchy, the designer, and his pedigree. The last game I played from him was Underwater Cities, which I, you know, quite enjoyed. I skipped his previous game, which was about the history of Prague. It just looked way too intimidating for me. But this one actually looks a little bit more approachable. I believe there's sort of a worker placement element here in the central board, which represents the city of Messina. And you have a personal board where I think you're doing sort of more network building and connecting the game, connecting different elements of the board in different ways to generate benefits and, I guess, upgrade your abilities. But it looks interesting. The artwork is kind of reassuringly dour in that sort of old school Euro game way, and I suppose it fits the theme. But yeah, looks like a pretty interesting board game at that kind of right level of depth that usually intrigues me and interests me. The next game number four, is Mobile Markets, which is a spin-off of Smartphone Inc., which is a game that I've never played, but I've heard lots of good things about. And the designer is building a bit of a name for himself, especially with the recent release Furnace, which I found very elegant and very interesting as a game. And the main reason I'm interested in this is it looks a little bit meatier than the original Smartphone Inc., and I am hoping that this will be a little bit better for two players out of the box. I have heard mixed reviews and mixed feedback around the original Smartphone Inc. game that it doesn't work as well at two players. But this one, I'm just kind of getting a sense, not really based on any kind of evidence, that this is going to be perhaps a little bit better at two. Looks a little bit more in depth. But yeah, it just looks interesting. I mean, you know, there's not a huge amount of point me putting this on this list in a sense, because it's only going to be a limited release from the Russian publisher Cosmodrome Games at Essen, and then there'll be a wider release from Arcane Wonders most likely next year, I imagine. So I probably won't get to purchase or play this game well into 2022, but, you know, I am very, very interested by this. I love the theme. You know, I think it's just really refreshing to have themes that aren't necessarily about all the same old stuff all the time. Medieval Europe, ancient Egypt, you know, Rome, etc., colonization, what have you. So I'm very curious about this one. The next game, back to kind of Europe, I guess, or historical Europe, but also a little bit of an interesting historical theme, Gutenberg, which, is, you know, as you can imagine, is all about the history of the printing press. And this game looks to be one where you're collecting resources at Essence and fulfilling different contracts. I really like the aesthetic. It's very clean, but also very vibrant at the same time. And some of the components in this game look really interesting. There's actually these little wooden blocks that you will be using in the game, I think, to fulfill contracts. Which look very cool. I don't know, you know, if there's a special kind of edition within which those are included or not, but that looks very interesting. On your individual player boards, I think you are able to upgrade your abilities, so you're better at doing various tasks and various actions. There's also this really funky cog mechanism here in the middle, which I think you can upgrade and improve. That looks really interesting. So overall, I think, you know, it looks like a really interesting game. If you know, if not necessarily the most original in terms of underlying mechanisms, but the aesthetic and the sort of components look really cool. Definitely one I'm really interested about. Moving on to game six, Shinkansen Zero Kai. Hopefully I pronounced that correctly, but this is actually coming from the design team behind Red Cathedral, which was one of my favorite games of last year in particular. And the other thing here is I'm a big, big fan of this theme. I'm a big fan of, you know, Japanese bullet trains and their history. This game is centered around the mid-1960s when the first Japanese Shinkansen or bullet train was actually launched at the same time that Tokyo was hosting the Olympics. And, you know, from what I can tell from the game, you're building out these trains, these Shinkansens, that enable you to collect or convert resources, which ultimately allow you to fulfill the goal of building out monuments in honor of the Olympics. So perhaps again, you know, as with, you know, the previous game, the underlying mechanisms will be relatively familiar, but I think the aesthetic, the small packaging in this kind of compact box, and just the design pedigree here has me massively, massively interested. So this is one I'm really anticipating very eagerly. And finally, my most anticipated game is Ark Nova. Now, this game is definitely looking to be on the heavier side. It's an animal theme, zoological theme, which I find really, really interesting. And from what I can tell, there's flavors of Terraforming Mars here. You've got these cards that you're going to be working with that have multiple different icons and suits and sets that I think will, you know, enable you to take various actions, make various upgrades. You're going to be running your own zoo. You have your own player board here, and there's kind of a river of cards here in the middle, which not only functions in terms of, you know, adding more cards into your tableau, but I believe also works in an interesting way to drive your actions. So it's just kind of hit me in that sort of Euro sweet spot. You know, Terraforming Mars is one of my most played board games, and one that me and my wife both have played many, many times and really enjoy. So something that's on that kind of trajectory, that has that kind of essence and flavor to it, perhaps with a different, you know, a theme, and one that I particularly like myself, is a really interesting combination. Again, I don't know a huge amount about this. There are a couple of videos about the game, not too many. Most of them seem to be in German, but there are a few English ones. I really do wish more broadly that board game publishers would be a little bit more proactive about creating content about their board games and releasing those, you know, that information out to people, especially ahead of a massive, massive event like Essen. It would just be really great to get, you know, clear overviews on the game. The rule books are available for most of these games, so you can have a little bit more of an in-depth look there. But, you know, nonetheless, griping aside, this is, I think, quite a few interesting games are being released. Maybe, you know, the sort of the board game publishing world is getting back in its groove after a little bit of a trouble over, you know, the pandemic on multiple fronts, really. But these are seven games that I'm massively, massively interested in. I'd love to hear which games you're interested in particular. You can drop a comment if you're watching this on YouTube, or feedback to me over on Twitter at Game Minimalist if you're listening to it on the podcast or in any other channel, I guess. But yeah, in the meantime, if you're attending Essen, I'm very, very jealous, and I hope you have a wonderful time. And for the rest of us who aren't attending, I think it's going to be an exciting event to follow and watch. And happy gaming until we next speak. All the best.